Are you ready to become the top in your field? Welcome to the Tradeswoman Talk Podcast, a show designed for you, one that strives to forge solidarity amongst tradeswomen. For years, this has been a predominantly male-driven industry. However, we are now entering a new era, one where whatever we truly desire can be ours. Like we have been saying, jobs don't have genders. On this show, we'll share information with each other as a collective to empower each other. Share with us your trade secrets as we share ours with you. It's our time to do more than survive. It's our time to thrive. We're happy to have you here with us on the Tradeswoman Talk Podcast. And now your hosts of the show, Judalyn, Cassidy, and Andrea Harris.
Welcome, welcome, and thanks for joining us on another episode of Tradeswoman Talk. Sit back and relax. My name is Judalyn Cassidy. I'm a plumber, speaker, and the CVO of the nonprofit organization Tools and Tiaras.
And my name is Andrea Harris. We enjoy bringing to you, our listeners, the inspirational stories of women and men in the building trades.
On this episode of Tradeswoman Talk, our guest is Beatrice Thompson. Andrea, tell us about her.
Our guest today is Beatrice Thompson, first female African-American business representative of International Electrical Workers Local 134, serving Chicago's Cook County. Ms. Thompson's impressive resume includes her working as a registered nurse with a bachelor's degree in science and nursing, with experiences in emergency medical nursing and medical surgical telemetry, also holding a bachelor's of science degree. With 30 years of hands-on experience in the electrical trades, Ms. Thompson knows that holding doors open for the next generation of electrician men and women and the importance it plays in the role as business representative.
Beatrice, welcome, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here on this Sunday morning or afternoon.
Afternoon, right? Yeah, yeah. We were worried initially. Anne was like, I wonder if she knows it's Eastern Standard Time. So thank you. We were in a panic a couple minutes before you came on.
I did the same thing. I'm not going to lie. I panicked. I went to check the email at 10:30 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God, I just thought about it.
Yeah, because nice. You're 1 hour behind. Those of you who are listening, Beatrice is in Chicago and they are, what is that, Central?
Central, yes.
Central Standard Time. So they're an hour behind us in New York City.
At least we all shared. We had the same fears, but it didn't come true. We made it. So Beatrice, we have this awesome game that we, little questionnaire, we love to do with our podcast guests. It's called our 5 in 5. We're going to give you 5 questions and you only got 2 choices. I know that you might want to be like all our other guests and bring your own choices in. But no, 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 no. You could only choose from the choices that we give you. Only one. All right. So, Beatrice, are you ready?
I believe so. I hope so.
Oh, she's ready. She's ready.
And she's ready. She's ready. Which would you rather do, a triathlon or life below zero?
Absolutely triathlon. I'm a triathlete.
Nice. It's your anniversary. Where are you taking hubby? The Maldives or Japan?
Ooh, Maldives.
Nice.
Good choice. I'm creating a Spotify playlist. Who would you recommend? Sade or Anita Baker?
Ooh, that's a tough one. They're both
my favorite. To make it tough.
Oh my gosh.
Only one choice. Only one.
I'll go with Sade.
Yes, thank you. It's time for a new work computer. Is it going to be a Mac or a PC?
A Mac.
My kind of girl, thank you. Main course is over. It's time for dessert. Is it going to be cheesecake or carrot cake?
Cheesecake.
Wow, she didn't end. Good job, but she didn't even hesitate. She was like, yeah, no brainer. No brainer.
No brainer. No,
it would have been a both for me. Like, yeah.
Well, in reality, yeah, both.
Thank you for entertaining us in that. We just love doing that because we really get, it gives me the opportunity to learn about the people that we interview and then just to see all the similarities we are in the things that we do. And a couple of them, I really try to dig into your social and find, and yours was tough. So two of the questions I was able to pull, but I'm glad that I did that. So thank you.
No problem. That's why I'm here today.
Yes. So I want to get started in our, what Andrea and I, we love in New York City, and you, I don't know if you say it in Chicago, but our toolbox talk. And I want to know if you have always lived in Chicago.
I was born in St. Louis, but moved here early before the age of 5 to Chicago with my mom. Yep. Basically, yes, for the most part.
I actually been to Chicago once, and the time that I did spend there, I really, really enjoyed it. I would absolutely love to come back. Now, let me ask you, Beatrice, your bio is so extensive. I see that you've made a switch from nursing to electrical. What brought about this transition?
So actually, I was an electrician before I was a nurse. I became a nurse. I was inspired to go back to school after I received my first layoff. I was ticked off that I got laid off. So I said, I need to go back to school because I didn't like the idea that someone could tell me when and where I could work. And so that's why I went back to school. But then, of course, I returned back to my breadwinner. I'm an electrician at heart. So here I am.
Nice.
I think for all of us, people who are listening and don't know, part of the construction industry, that's really hard. And every layoff, whether it be the first one or the last one, it's still just as excruciating, even though we know it's part of the business. So I totally understand that because I've done that too. I've left and worked at other things and then I have to come right back because this is what we love. This is what we truly love.
This is it.
Yeah. So since you've been an electrician over 30 years, what was young Beatrice's dream job, if you could remember?
My dream job, as in my young Beatrice, as in
like growing up, you know,
Yeah, I wanted to be a neurosurgeon.
Wow. Tell us a little bit more about that. Go into it. Get into it.
Well, actually, because my father was a physician, I used to sit on the couch and thumb through his books and try to pronounce all those big words. And so some of those books, of course, had illustrations. And once I learned a little bit about the nervous system, that's what fascinated me the most. So I wanted to be a neurosurgeon. Plus, I heard they made a lot of money.
Yes.
Beatrice, you're a girl like me. I always tell everybody I love being a plumber because of all the dead presidents. So, and we kind of really experienced that at camp this year. The little 6-year-olds and 8-year-old girls were really pounding the tradeswoman and was like, well, how much money you make? So I get it.
Right.
So you said you were an electrician first in your earlier answer. How did you get into the trades? What made you decide that, okay, electrical is for me?
So originally, I applied to be a firefighter. And I think I was about 19 years old and passed the written flying colors. Mm. Did the obstacle course during the test, and about the second time around through the obstacle course, that's when I started going downhill. So I didn't make it. So at that time, I later received a postcard from a group of women, Chicago Women in Trades, and they said, come out to hear, you know, our tradeswomen talk and see if there's something you may be interested in. I heard what the electrician had to say, and once there was a sign up, I signed up.
Nice. I love Chicago Women in Trades. I love Lauren and the work they're doing there. And they have helped us as Tools and Tiaras with helping us to be able to at least give some kind of stipend to the tradeswomen who volunteer their time. So I just love their work. I love their facility. I visited it. And one day our dream.
Oh, they've grown so much.
We at Tools and Tiaras would love to have a space like, definitely have a space like that as the Chicago Women in Trades. Anne was supposed to come with me that year, but I think you wasn't able to come to the Women's Build Nation Conference annuals. They actually hosted us and we went to the building and see all the amazing work that they're doing there at Chicago Women in Trades. You know, I've been in the first as a lot of things, and herself has been the first in a lot of things. And being the first is exciting sometimes, but bears heavy on the shoulders of the recipient of that being the first. How do you handle it?
Very carefully. I follow my gut with most things. And if I have a question, I don't hesitate to ask. I take this responsibility. I take it very serious. I know that it's up to me to pave the way for those that will follow me. And so it's very important for me to, let's just say it's very important for me to just know that I'm making all the right moves. So I think a lot before I act, you know, because I know that everything that I do is crucial. There are a lot of eyes on me.
Absolutely. You know, I worked with this gentleman many, many years ago when I first got into the trades, and he would always tell me, and it stuck with me for so long to this day. Like, I talk about it all the time, that when the guys mess up, he would say to me, when the guys mess up, no one notices. But when you as the woman messes up, everyone sees. And absolutely. I get that. So you always want to be the best at or better than. And yes. Sometimes it could be hard holding, carrying that torch and breaking that glass ceiling.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to go back to your time as in nursing and in the hospital industry, because I'm so fascinated that you've done all these things, that you got your hands in all these different pots, mixing.
That's what it felt like too at the time.
Yes. I love it. Is there any work habit that you gained as a medical surgical telemetry and in nursing that helped you as an electrician? Explain to us also what telemetry is.
So telemetry is basically monitoring the heart activity. You know, on that floor, it was a lot of post-op patients that I dealt with, or just had other type of medical issues like sickle cell anemia or whatever things. It's just such a broad range of type of patients that I would see. But as far as helping me, that's funny you should say that, because now it's really kicking in that nursing, what's really stressed in nursing is documentation and how crucial it is. And I tell you right now, my documentation is so important. It's so important that I cross my T's and dot my I's. And I always go back to what I learned in nursing and what I practice in nursing, and document exactly what I hear, exactly what I see, and give an unbiased account of whatever it may be. I never add my opinion. I only tell what I see and what I hear. And that's very important.
That's a great skill. I love how you were able to like bridge that. It's always amazing that we can look back and don't realize some of the things that we picked up, whether it's late in our life, it's going to serve us later on. So, you know, for those who are listening, like, you just remember, it doesn't matter what you do or what you did or what you're going to do. That is going to transfer somehow in another skill in doing. Yes. Like for me, yes. Being a housekeeper and a nanny in being a plumber, wow. I'm so organized. Like, it drives the guys crazy the way my gang box is set up, the way I order my material. I always have to be very organized. So I wish I was better documented, but I definitely am not. Reading your bio, I see that you are very on the forefront of renewable energy. Why is that so important for Chicago, and why you wanted to be part of that movement?
Renewable energy is what is at the forefront today, okay, in the direction in which this country is going in. Our governor just signed a bill for $500 million for the state of Illinois that's geared towards renewable energy. So right now, I mean, when you talk about solar energy, electric vehicles, I mean, right now that is, I mean, at this point in time, it's all about saving the earth. And it may sound cliche, but that is what is the happening right now. We have to save the earth. And solar energy is, you're going to see a lot more solar panels on structures as time goes on.
I spoke to someone the other day, and they were talking about how much money they saved by installing solar panels on their homes, and the electric company was paying them. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, that yeah. is very, very, it's not something that you jumped into, you know, head first. What would
right, exactly. Exactly. And why not use the sun? I mean, it's right there. It's available for us. I mean, you know, why not use it for energy?
Do you have electrical work you need done at your home or business? Visit poweringchicago.com and click the Find a Contractor button. On time, on budget, done the right way every time. Powering Chicago, IBEW Local 134, NECA, Chicago.
Now, first Black female rep in your union. Now, tell us about the path that you took. And I know that wasn't your direct path. So run us through the steps that you took to get to that path.
Okay, so I started a 5-year apprenticeship that began in 1990. And upon and in the process, of course, working different construction jobs throughout Cook County and the city of Chicago. Then I landed a position with the Cook County government. So I worked at Cook County Jail as an electrician for over 20 years.
Wow.
I did a couple of years at Cook County Juvenile Detention Center. And of course, those two jobs in itself was very, very interesting. And from that point on, I was offered this position in the early part of this year. And of course, how could I say no? You know, how could I actually say no?
You also a shop steward and a...
So I was a steward at Cook County Jail for a minute. Yes, yes. That was very interesting.
We all laugh because we all know Andrea is a shop steward also. So that's why we laugh. We know you got to deal with a bunch of people.
Oh, my gosh.
We totally understand.
We get it.
Yeah, we get it. You're a trailblazer, sis. What advice would you give your fellow sisters and brothers considering a leadership role within their union?
I would say to thine own self be true. Stay the course. Believe in who you are. Just be true to yourself, basically. And don't really try to please people. And it's a matter of taking pride in everything that you do. That's something I've always done. You know, if you're going to do it all the way. Don't halfway do it. And just, you know, if it's something, I mean, honestly, I never even saw this coming. And that's the honest to God truth. You know, I am who I am, and that's who I choose to be. Just stay the course of B&B. And somehow it has been enough.
Wow, you got to trademark that phrase. That was it was so awesome. Just B&B. And you write about that, just like, you know, steadying the course and just keep on doing what you're doing. And because you did that, you were able to be there. And you may not see it. I'm just going to say it from my perspective, seeing you and meeting you and to know that you are a female woman, you know, woman of color being a business agent, a lot of us don't think that that is possible. And you are now going to be a lightning rod for so many brothers and sisters, seeing and understanding that being part of the union, they can be part of the leadership. And I'm just so happy that someone like you, that you're there and you are a voice and a face. Because it's, no, it is. It's really, yes. really important.
Yes. And the sisters are like, yeah, she gets it.
Oh, man, I received so many congratulatory phone calls. I was just amazed at the phone calls and the support that I received. The word gets around and it gets around fast, you know, and I really appreciated that. That meant a lot to me coming from particular people, you know, who I've always admired through the years in the trade. It meant a lot.
When being B is being B, what job is the most rewarding for you? What job was the most rewarding for you?
Oh, my God. I would have to say, honestly, this position that I'm in right now has become like a culmination of everything I've ever done in my life. You know, sometimes, honestly, I have to wake up and I wake up and I want to pinch myself because I really honestly enjoy this. I'm getting to use people skills, you know, the things that I've learned through the decades in the trades, dealing with, you know, working with all guys, you know, some find that annoying. OK, kind of enjoy working with all guys. I mean, you know, because they're very interesting characters, you know. But for me, this job, I mean, I'm getting to, how can I say, put together, use my negotiation skills, just learning to navigate. You know, I get to do all kinds of things. Like I get to stand on picket lines. I mean, I didn't get to do that before, you know. So for me right now, this is my favorite part of my career. Honestly, God, it really is. You know, I mean, I feel that it's very challenging. Sometimes it pulls emotions out of me that are challenging. And then I have to take a step back, take a breather, and then just think and say, okay, well, this makes sense. You know, let me do it this way, you know, or let me pick up the phone and talk to this person because I know they know how to guide me, you know, and I am surrounded with a good support group. There are some guys here who they stop by my office. Hey, how you doing? You okay? Everything good? Or some of them I can go right down the hall, knock on the door and say, hey, I got a question. Let me ask you, you know, how you would handle this, you know. Very, very good. And the business manager, Don Fan, he's been very supportive. And I appreciate that. I really do.
Almost feels like, you know, you're not going at it alone.
Right. I don't feel like an outsider, put it that
nice.
Way.
And I think for me, just being like you've been in the union for so long, and I navigate now being in the nonprofit world and seeing, I just love the way we always help each other. Like even sometimes the advice is unsolicited, you know, you can be put in an electrical something and somebody else will come and want to tell you how to do it that way. But I just love the camaraderie of us always supporting each other, whether it be, you know, the plumbers and the electricians, we all working right. together. I just love that symphony of construction. And I see from the leadership in my union and other unions, I love to see how it's like almost like you're doing an apprenticeship again. You're on the job training, learning, yeah. and they're teaching you, the people who have been there. So you're going through another apprenticeship, and now you will have that skill now in order to teach the next business agent who's coming, whether it be a man or a woman, because now you're going to help them when they're on the job training, like the apprenticeship.
Exactly. It's been exciting. And the thing about it, it's so unpredictable. And that's what I love the most, because I get bored so easy. And it's like, oh, God, this, now I have no idea if my phone rings at 10 p.m. and I answer it. I'm like, OK, what do they want? And as someone told me, if you're getting a phone call, it's not because they're happy.
So, Beatrice, you know, I wanted to ask you something. I wanted to ask you, what brings you joy and what really gives you hope?
What brings me joy?
Gives you hope. Yeah.
And what gives me hope? What gives me hope is just being here, you know, being available. If you're talking about the arena here, I mean, I see doors opening that were normally closed. You know, I can definitely see a transition happening in our union. The diversity has increased. Of course, there's still more work to be done. And what gives me joy is now I'm on the inside and I want to be a vessel and making that transition happen. Seriously.
Because, you know, they say change comes, change is coming. And that leads me to my next question. What would you like to see change with your tenure as a business rep?
I want it to be normal for the guys to see a woman on the job. You know, I don't want them to have that shock factor on their face if I show up. And they still have it, you know. There are just some guys who are just so old school, they can't get away from that thinking. And even young guys who are old school in that thinking. I want to see that change. I want it to be normal in everyone's eyesight to see a woman walk on the job and handle those tools the same way they do.
I love that, because that's beautiful. And that's actually, in another way of saying it, like what we at Tools and Tiaras want to say, like Andrea says it all the time. And I say it too, is like jobs don't have genders. So you really, by what you're doing, you being there, like I said, it's for me, I remember meeting Doreen Kenyon at a Women's Build Nation conference. And she was the first woman, just woman president in her union, running the union meetings. And she gave me the inspiration to run for office. So just think about that. You are going to inspire so many brothers and sisters to not give up and become active within their union and really help push the union. So I think that is a great thing that you're doing. And if you don't know, now you know. There's a whole bunch of people looking at you and saying, I want to be B because B got the B's going on. I just tried all my B's, B.
There's a lot of B's there. Yeah.
So, you know, we warned you that we were going to be like this. So I hope you.
I remember when I first got into the trade and I was talking to a little girl who I know, well, she's an adult now with three sons of her own, but she was a little girl then. And she asked me, what kind of work did I do? Mm. I said, I was young. I said, well, I have a man's job. What I do is a man's job. She looked at me. Now, this little girl was probably about, I think, 9 or 10. She says, there's no such thing as a man's job. So a child taught me that, you know. I'm like, you're right. You are absolutely right. Yeah, I'll never forget that.
I love that. So, to wrap it up so you could go back and enjoy your Sunday, one message you think every woman or girl should hear, and what do you love most about yourself?
Mm. Oh, you had to throw that in there.
Yes.
One message.
Yeah. Well, let's start off with that glow you got going on today.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's because it's so cloudy in Chicago.
Okay, blame the sun.
That's
okay,
what it is.
Yeah, blame the clouds, but we like the glow, okay? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I am happy. I'm not going to lie. I am happy. Even though when I think I'm not happy, my mother always taught me, think yourself happy. And so that, what message for the girls? Never be afraid to step forward for anything that you want. And definitely always believe in yourself and do not allow negative energy into your space because it can tear you down. If you think positive, your life will go forward in a positive direction. And sometimes it's hard to stay positive in the environment when all else around you is caving in and falling down. You know, it's hard. But it is a matter of mindset. It's all about your mindset. You know, you have to stay strong and positive within yourself, you know. And if anyone is feeding you negative energy, hey, dismiss them. You're dismissed.
And don't forget this one. We're not going to let you get away with this one because we see our sisters and women usually have a hard time with this.
Yeah.
What is one thing you love about yourself?
Honestly, that I can laugh about myself. I can easily laugh about anything silly that I do or when I screw up or whatever, and I'll close the door and I can have a good laugh about myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, I have no problem laughing at me.
How can our listeners connect with you? And do you have anything upcoming whereby, you know, within your union, you know, like political action that you are or policies that you are really, besides the renewable energy, really trying to change in Chicago, if you have anything like that coming up in the future that you are spared in?
So they can email me the website or they could just hit me up on, they can email me B Thompson, B-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N at LU134.org.
We'll put it in the show notes too.
So yeah, because now my mind is like, what? No. But as far as events coming up right now, being that it's end of the year, there aren't any things on the calendar that I know of. But the thing is, tomorrow morning, I might walk in the door and there's something brand new on my desk ready for me to address. So it's hard to say.
Yeah,
but they can definitely email me at any time.
Thank you so much for joining us today at Tradeswomen Talk. Thank you, B, a.k.a. Beatrice, or Beatrice, a.k.a. B, for joining us today. Thank you for just being B. We absolutely love that quote, by the way. Remember, everyone, jobs don't have genders. Follow us on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at toolsandtiaras.org. Volunteer, share, like. And remember, we have our fundraiser coming up starting November 6th.
Yeah, Beatrice, we thank you so much for joining Andrea
and
I.
Thank you so much, lady.
Yeah, we really enjoyed this episode talking with you. And we want that the fact that you shared your knowledge, your experience, and a little bit about your life with us and our listeners. We hope that all you people listening, to the sound of our voices, that you were inspired. It's never too late to do what you want to do. From being an electrician to being a nurse to being back to being an electrician to being a business representative. She did that. You can do it. And just know that sometimes, somewhere, somebody needs you to show them how magnificent they truly are. So until next time, please catch up on our previous episodes. It's really, really fun and informative. Be safe, stay safe, and see you on the next episode of Trades Women Talk.
A new space, people, please come and join us. And again, don't forget to tell your girls that jobs don't have genders.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of Tradeswoman Talk Podcast. Stay connected. Visit www.toolsandtiaras.org. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Tools and Tiaras. If you would like to connect with us, please send us an email through info@toolsandtiaras.org. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and review. Until next time, make sure you let someone know how magnificent they truly are.